Go ahead, folks.
Javier, how much of this is validation for you reaching the NFL as a second-round pick? I mean, you're a guy who didn't get recruited really much at all coming out of high school. How important is this for you?
It's a great opportunity. It's exciting. You know, that's all I look for is opportunities. And from this point on, I'm just ready to come in and come contribute in any way, shape, or form that I can.
What was the knock early on when you were coming out of high school? Was it the height as an issue? What was kind of the reason you don't think you got the offers until the end from Alabama?
It was probably the height. You know, I can't tell you that. They won't tell me that, you know. But for the most part, I was, like, in this process, I was just looking for opportunity to come in and compete and come in and do whatever I'm told from, at the time, Coach Shula, the head coach, and at this point, Coach Hayes.
Did you have much contact with the Chiefs in your workouts?
Did I have much contact with them? Somewhat, yeah, I talked to them a little bit, just as much as I talked to any other team.
Your return game is obviously part of your strength. What have they told you? Do you expect to be able to compete right away at a corner spot as well?
I haven't heard anything. I'm just ready to come in and compete at wherever they put me, whatever they want me to do, I'm going to do. You know, I'm going to do it the same way I've been doing it, you know, for the past 4 years at Alabama.
The Chiefs' three selections so far have all been SEC players. What is it about the SEC that makes you guys maybe more NFL ready?
Yeah, you know, the SEC is a very tough conference. I'm not going to say that it's above any other conference, but I know that, you know, the guys that are selected, you know, from the SEC are just competitive, you know, just like everyone else. I don't see any difference from any other conference. You know, we're ready to come in and compete. Like we've been doing in the Southeastern Conference for the past 4 years.
You'll be playing in the defensive backfield with the guy who played at Tennessee and Eric Berry. What do you think about playing with him in the defensive backfield?
I'm excited, man. You know, just like every other, you know, defensive back on the team, you know, great competitor and a great athlete. And I'm ready to go in and just, you know, contribute.
What are you best at? How would you describe your play?
I can't understand.
What are you best at? How would you describe your play?
What I'm best at is, I think, competing. You know, I just like to go out there and have fun. And I don't play nervous. You know, I know what I'm capable of, and I can't lose. I play with that type of mentality. But at the same time, I won't be so focused on giving up plays to where I play nervous. You know, I just go out there and compete.
Javier, how important is this for you? I mean, given the fact that you weren't a big-time recruit coming out of high school, and here you are a pretty high pick in the NFL draft, how important is this for you personally?
Man, it's just part of a big story, you know. It's proof that, you know, hard work and competing and doing what you're told to do pays off, you know what I mean?
And football for you was sort of in doubt briefly in summer 07, right? What kind of got you back on the on the train tracks?
You know, just how much I loved it. It's easy for me to say that I love the sport, and I do it because I like competing and I like challenges, and that's what got me back into it. You know, this is what I do. You know, and I that's it basically.
Did you have some doubts on what the future held? What was kind of the issue back in 07?
No, I didn't have any doubts. I just felt as though, you know, I could be competing at a higher level, you know, with the starting guys, and that was basically it. But I was ready to compete, and that's it. That's it on that question.
Were you thinking about transferring, or what were you thinking about that year?
Nothing. I just wanted to play, and I wanted to compete, and you know, I finally got the opportunity to do that at Bama, and you know, it helped us get a national championship.
What did Coach Saban say to you that time that kind of re-energized you a little bit in terms of football?
You know, Coach Saban, he just said what he said to all his other players. Just tell you how you're going to contribute and how you take it and run with it. What your future will look like. He told me what I had to do and what I needed to do, and I did exactly what he told me to do.
Where did you think you would be drafted?
I had no clue. I was just sitting and watching. I had no clue.
Did you have a big draft party and everything today?
No, I did not. I just had my family over.
All right, folks. Javier, give us a scouting report on Dexter McCluster.
Oh, man. A handful, you know, to sum it up. I had to cover that guy all 4 of my years at Bama. And, you know, you got to bring your A game for a guy like that, man. Just fast, just an athlete, man, just a competitor as well.
Who won those battles?
It was 50-50. It was 50-50.
Do you consider yourself a playmaker on the field? That's one of the terms that's been alongside Eric Berry and alongside Dexter McCluster and alongside your name as well. Do you consider yourself in that group of guys that can make plays when they're actually on the field?
Yes, sir. But that's not what I think about. I don't go out there thinking, all right, I'm a playmaker, let's go make plays. I go out there ready to compete, and plays come out of there. You know, that's my mindset, competing.
Okay. Javier, who's your agent?
Lamont Smith.
Thank you.
Javier, we're going to send you back upstairs and get your travel arrangements set up, and we thank you for your time. Look forward to seeing you here next weekend.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.